Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. People often ask me if I see spirits anywhere, and the truth is, if they're around and want to be seen, I see them. So yes, I do. A few years ago, I was in Toronto while filming an episode for a paranormal show, and my producer friend had planned to take me out for dinner to a haunted mansion, which was converted into a restaurant and right up my alley. And that place is called the Keg Mansion, and I believe it's on Jarvis Street. If you have a chance to go, you gotta go. Anyway, anyone who knows me knows I love a good haunted house. I also ask people who know about the premises not to give me any leading information about the potential haunting, because I really like to keep things authentic. I love getting the information firsthand from spirit. While we pulled up to the mansion, and a wave of excitement washed over me, I knew I was in for a really great evening. The Heritage Gothic House was built in 1867 by the nephew of a prominent businessman. A house, once surrounded by gardens and set back from the street, was now surrounded by a parking lot. This Gothic house consisted of 26 rooms and 17 fireplaces at the time that it was a residence. Jarvis was one of the wealthiest streets in Toronto, and the street was lined with grand manors. Later, this property would be purchased by the prominent Massey family. Or Massey family. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, so sorry if I butchered that. It's not my intent to offend anyone. In 1976, the home became the Keg Restaurant. But what happened in between? As I reached for the large wooden door, and it had this very rustic door handle, and I twisted it to enter, chills ran up and down my spine. I've always had a fondness for historic Victorian homes. In fact, as a small child, I used to have visions and dreams of them, wandering around in secret rooms, very detailed. And later, that's going to be another story, because it comes into play that one of my siblings had actually been in that home and had similar experiences with the hidden rooms. Anyway, we walked through the wooden framed hallway towards the grand wooden staircase. It was stunningly beautiful. I loved the woodwork, the smell, the texture, not just because it was a restaurant, but there's something that an old house has that new houses don't. And I'm not talking about mold. As my foot touched the first step, a wave of energy hit me, causing me to feel things almost like slow down in slow motion. And I walked upwards, taking in the beautiful details of the home. It really was something to take in. A home that had many deadly secrets. My eyes were drawn to the stained glass window, the yellow glow making me feel very euphoric. Reached mid-landing, and turned to make the next few steps, when she appeared, hanging in mid-air as I pushed her lifeless body aside, her old school boots laced. They were like brown leather. Now, I was picturing everything in black and white, so I'm not really sure what color they were, but they were definitely, I would say, dark, faded brown leather boots and laced up like old skates. They were very tight, like immaculate. She was immaculately dressed. And as I moved her body, her boots clicked together, making this hollow sound. And her many layers on her dress, given the era, I would say it was, you know, in the Victorian times for sure. And her dress moved around her ankles. Her hair moved with a gentle breeze as her body swayed. I looked into her eyes and her story began to play out. "He raped me," she said. I had the impression that she may have been with child, but that was not confirmed to me. The housemistress blamed her and had many resentments, for the abuse was immense. She had no protection, and this girl seemed young. She was a maid of some sorts, well dressed, but a maid nonetheless. We sat down at her table, and I began to tell my friend what I had experienced, and she was blown away. I decided to go on a little walkabout and headed to the bathroom to freshen up a bit before we ordered. As I walked through the bathroom doors, the hanging woman rushed past me, like she pushed me out of the way. Distraught, looking for a place to hide, as the room transported me back in time. To the right seemed to be a doorway to an adjoining room that doubled as a closet, with a lock on it somehow. "Quick, he's coming, hide," she said, and disappeared into the closet, the waves of the vision disappearing as I stood back in the bathroom once again. I washed my hands and returned to the table to enjoy my company and talk about my findings with excitement. It was a really cool experience, even if it was spooky and scary. Once our meal was complete, I asked the manager if I could explore and take a few pictures of the roped-off area. And I was so grateful he said yes. I headed towards the area that was open, and there was this circular banister made of dark wood, which encompassed an oval opening that could be seen and experienced as above and so below. And I stood there just mesmerized, because I was super drawn to this area. And as I'm really focused in on trying to listen to the energy, a body begins to fall from above all the way down to the bottom landing and disappeared. Turning on my camera, I snapped a few pictures as something had drawn my attention to the features of this meticulously designed house. Turning my attentions back to the rope, I opened it. And I also closed it behind me, because I really didn't want to experience this with anyone else following me up. I mean, after all, I had to ask permission, because it was clearly closed off to the public. Walking up the wooden stairs, creaking under the weight of my foot, a young boy jumps past me in a playful manner with a wooden toy in his hand and disappeared into the darkened stairwell. It was dark because no one was supposed to be up there, but they had little pot lights on, obviously, maybe for fire. I'm not sure. The hallway led to a few closed doors with original windows that seemed to have a thin, milky coating dating them. Through the glass and in between the fog, images appeared, giving the room life again as they danced before me. Shadows of life once lived, playing out as the house once again came to life. I have no idea how long I was gone, but I was lost in the energy of the home and the stories it had to tell me, making it really difficult to leave. I went back down the stairs to the main level and explored the many other splendid rooms. A once gentleman's smoking room. Books lined the walls. Original fireplaces stood proudly, displaying their grace. I would love to spend a day and a night in this empty house with no one there. I doubt that it ever closes for such things. With a camera crew to do it a proper investigation. Like anything, the memories of this house are everlasting. Everything holds energy, and so houses are no different. Right from those who built it and put their creative thumbprints into the very souls who died there. Their imprints live on so that their stories be told, even if it's in the afterlife. They want people to understand what happened in that house. The maid had hung herself. While I haven't looked up her death, I just was going by what I was told by the manager and my friend who knew a little bit about the home. I went back up to further explore and allow for authentic experience. The boy had been playing on the stairs and was said to be a little trickster and leapt to his death in a playful attempt for his father's attention. And I suspect that his father was the dude that was probably raping the maid, but also I just heard that it was maybe the uncle or grandfather. I don't know. Anyway, if you find out, don't tell me much. The body who had leapt in front of me had jumped to their death, so someone did commit suicide there. I don't know if it was in the same time frame, the same house, if it was a cook or what, but it was quite intense. I also will be posting the above mentioned pictures where I capture some of the beauty and the spirits that linger in this house. If you are ever in the Toronto area and you gotta go check out the mansion. See who you meet, and at the very least, enjoy a good meal in a house with historic and fantastic workmanship. They don't just make them like that anymore. You've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Until next time.